Revelation. You guys have a big problem here.
You hear what Brother John said? The Apostle Paul is calling you traitors. It's a very strong word. I like the scripture. It's beautiful. And it helped me because I like to picture things in my mind. So I want you in your mind, or write it on paper. There are two gospels here. Okay? There is in verse 6, right? One in verse 6 and one in verse 7. In verse 6, we have another gospel. In verse 7, we have the gospel of Christ. So I want you in your head to imagine that. There is the gospel of Christ, and you are facing that. You are following the grace of God. The good news, the gospel is good news. The good news is Christ came to unchain you. Are you with me? To unchain you. That's the good news. That's one gospel. And you are in the Lord's army. Yes, sir, right? You are in the Lord's army. He actually used a kind of interesting Greek word, and I think some translation have it in verse 6. Sometimes you read it remove or change. It's actually the Greek word for deserted. It's used for a soldier who turned his back from his captain and run to the enemy. That is the Greek word that is used. It is used for a soldier that is deserting his unit and run back to the enemy. You guys have a big problem. You are following the Lord Jesus. You are following the gospel of the grace of God. You are free. Now imagine I am in Afghanistan. And I'm in the American army. And they take care of me. I have passes to go whatever I want. I have my duty and everything. And all of a sudden, I turn around and I go toward ISIS. You know what the first thing they do to me? Just to make sure that now I deserted my unit. They're going to chain me. That's actually happened to somebody. Some of you might heard about that. He deserted his unit. He turned around and he went to the enemy. And for about a year, he was in a chain. And they start telling him what to do. They're trying to convert him to their religion. They start putting upon him all of these bondage. And the Apostle Paul saying, you Galatian, wake up. You are deserting your captain. You are turning your back on the gospel of Christ, and you are going to another gospel. This is not really good news at all. Absolutely not. I want you to realize that by turning away from the gospel of Christ, just keep how, you know what, when they quote that person back, you know what he goes to? Court martial. He goes to a court martial. He got to stand before judges, tribunal judges, before military officers. And that's a treason. If you, young Galatian, turn away from the gospel of Christ and start following, keeping the Sabbath, keeping the law, eating certain things, not eating certain things, doing all of these things that looks good on the outside, you are deserting the Lord. That's why Brother John was saying in the end, it's a matter of a curse.
I marvel that you are so soon removed. When you read the epistle to Titus, it speaks of the fact that we're to hold fast to that which was once delivered unto the saints. And so the word of God, young people, as we think about what Paul taught to the saints, that they were delivered and set at liberty. That's what the gospel of the grace of God does. It delivers and it sets us at liberty. Because we were once in bondage. But the question here also is how quickly they had been tricked or moved away from the gospel of grace. And I was wondering that, you know, it is for us to know what it is that God has given to us. The word of God. And so for the saints, it seems here that Paul had labored with them, had set forth the teachings of the grace of God, that we have moved from under the law to grace. And now there are those who would come in and say, no, it's something different. It's got to be what was before, and it's got to be mingled with what is now new. And so we ask ourselves, are we able to recognize when the enemy comes in and perverts parts of the word of God? Or is it that we are not skillful enough? And it seems that the saints at Galatia here were not established enough in the faith, or were following men, or the credibility of the apostle Paul was undermined, because here are these men that came in and said, well, you know, he's not even a true apostle. And so we want to encourage ourselves that the Word of God, the teachings, especially of the New Testament, but the entire Word of God, that we would know what has been delivered once to the saints, and that we would be established in the truth. Because when we're established in it, then we're able to identify error. In the Gospels, when the Lord was upon the earth, he spoke to the disciples and he said, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. In Paul's letter to Timothy, he speaks of two men who had come in with doctrinal error, saying that the resurrection had been passed, and it had overthrown the faith of some. Because imagine if we say the Lord had come, well, why are we still here? And now it is, well, I want to tell you, you have liberty, but we've got a bunch of rules and regulations that you have to follow. And you know what rules and regulations do? I was thinking about this the other night when I was reading them. They have a sense of weighing you down, because it's something that I've got to do. Well, you know, the law condemns. The law doesn't set at liberty. It tells us that we cannot do what God expects of us. So the Lord Jesus fulfilled the law, so that when in our deliverance through the work of the cross, he sets us at liberty. We're able to run free. We're able to advance in our faith. We're able to not be as the Pharisees and Sadducees that did things ceremonially, just going in a religious way. And so the Galatian saints had problems in seeing that. And the challenge today, young people, I want to tell you, you turn on your television, you turn on the radio, and there are those in Christian circles that are saying some of these very things, that we need to follow aspects of the law, keep the Ten Commandments, have certain dietary laws. And Paul is telling us and telling the saints here, this is taking us back under the law, under bondage.